This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for affirmations and positive self-talk. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Today's episode was inspired by those of you who listened to another podcast. I'll read a DM on Instagram. Hi, Josie, longtime listener here. You're doing a great job with the podcast. I'm wondering if you could do an episode on our inner best friend. It is an opposing voice to our inner critic. I got the idea from Yoga Girl, and I am working on strengthening mine. And so Yoga Girl, her name is Rachel Braithen, has a podcast called From the Heart, and something really connected with so many of you. When she published a recording, when she was doing a yoga teacher's training, of all the participants sharing what their inner critic says and what their inner BFF says. And thank you to those of you who sent in screenshots so I could hear the episodes as well. They were published on July 20th, 2018 and July 27th, 2018. One's an hour and a half long, one's over an hour and a half long. So allot yourself some time if you want to listen to them. I listened, so powerful, so moving. I don't know Rachel or any of the 52 women featured in those two episodes. Psychologists vary in the number of thoughts that they say we have per day. It can go from 30,000 to 50,000. I used to do presentations on thought management, and one of the visualizations I would give is to picture yourself in a large coliseum or stadium. The big football stadium where I live holds about 54,000 people. And so picturing every seat represents a thought that goes through your mind, and taking a good look at which ones you want to stay and which ones need to be replaced. A different message, a different voice needs to sit there.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule. And you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
And so now here's affirmations and positive self-talk for managing your inner critic and embracing your inner BFF. I have so many thoughts every day. Minute to minute, moment to moment, I'm experiencing thoughts. I am the thinker. I am not the thought. Just like I am the eater, I am not the food. I can choose which thoughts get to stay. I choose which thoughts can just pass on by. Not every thought is true. Not every thought is truth. Not every thought is to be believed. Not every thought is trustworthy. And when I get tangled up in a thought, and the thought seems to be getting the best of me, eating away at me, and I can't find my footing, I recognize it, I become aware of it, I catch myself in that moment, and instead, I can do single nostril breathing, I can do tapping, I can do yoga. When I need to redirect myself, I can journal, I can meditate, I can get present in my body, feeling my feet and their position, becoming aware of my hands, any tension there, noticing the space around my head. I'm able to see my thoughts there, but remain in my core, my soul, the spirit of who I am. I can direct my thoughts to my body. I can shift my attention to the present moment. I get to know my inner critic. I am learning why my inner critic is here. I take a good look at why my inner critic started showing up. I identify the thoughts that represent voices in my childhood. Yeah, I heard so many messages as a child and as a teenager and as an adult. Some I internalized, and now I need to externalize. My core beliefs speak messages to me all day long. Beliefs about my self-worth, my abilities, my behavior. And it's time for me to shift some of these beliefs so they represent who I am today. It's time for me to shift some of these messages to represent what I am today. I am doing the work of thought management. I am not my thoughts. My thoughts don't own me. My thoughts are losing their power over me. My thoughts can challenge me, but my thoughts do not overrule me. I have the right to live mentally free. I have the power to live mentally strong. I have the strength to stay mentally fit. I know vulnerable moments will come when I could certainly say demeaning things to myself, but I am now practicing positive self-talk. I'm preparing myself to let my inner BFF come in. When I'm knocked off my feet, I can coach myself through it with encouraging messages, with supportive messages, with loving messages. I can see and name my inner critic. I can speak directly to my inner critic. I can voice my authority over my inner critic. I can connect with my inner BFF. I can open space for my inner BFF to speak. I receive my inner BFF's love. I receive my inner BFF's support. I receive my inner BFF's encouragement. I recognize when negative self-talk is trying to interrupt me and my BFF with lies. And my inner BFF and I remind that voice its words are not true, and that this is time with me and my inner BFF. I know how to stand up to the thoughts that aren't helpful. I know how to face the thoughts that want to bring me down. I know how to deal with the ones that create anxiety and fear. Look, I am outgrowing negative self-talk. I am evolving into this new version of myself. I can handle whatever thoughts come my way. I let go of old stories. I let go of old messages. I let go of old beliefs about myself. I receive a new way of thinking. I receive a new way of believing. I receive a new way of living. My thoughts are full of amazing messages that uplift me, that affirm me, that build me up. I am the thinker. I am the observer of my thoughts. I am me, and I love me. That is my gift for you today. This episode and all episodes of Affirmation Pod are available without the intros, without the outros, for Access members. And Access members, you can find this one in the self-care section.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
I also have a bonus episode for Access members only. It's not available on this podcast. It's a guided visualization for more inner BFFs. It walks you through what I talked about in the intro of this episode, where you take the stage of a room. It doesn't have to be a stadium. It doesn't have to be a coliseum. It's up to you to visualize what works for you, what fits for you. And in the visualization, you release certain voices out of their seats so that more inner BFFs can sit and be those thoughts that come through your mind every day. When I was working on this visualization, I remembered a quote I wrote down like 10 years ago. I'd read it in a book. It's from the actress Cameron Manheim. And she said, if someone treated your best friend as badly as you treated yourself, you'd kick their butt. Okay, I'm not quoting it exactly because that last word is actually a different word, but I'll say it again. If someone treated your best friend as badly as you treat yourself, you'd kick their butt. So let's treat ourselves better. The guided visualization for more BFFs is available for Access members in the self-care section, but it's also, of course, in the guided visualization section. If you are not an Access member and you want to join, I'd love to have you there. You can sign up by going to affirmationpod.com/access. That's affirmationpod.com/access. Now, go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.